Escuchamos Chávez. Okay, we have a fantastic piece here by Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach about this week's beautiful Parsha, Parshat Toldot. Let's get into it. We learned something awesome from the Rupshitzer. Rupshitzer being a Hasidic Rebbe. When Yitzchak was praying for children, it says the most beautiful thing. It says, Ve'asar lo Hashem. Ve'yesar lo Hashem. And God heard his prayer, or was entreated, in the words of Archgirl. The shallow translation is, and God answered him. Why shouldn't God answer him? Yitzchak is praying and God shouldn't answer? So the Rupshitzer says, V'yasar lo Hashem, Yitzchak's praying for children was so strong that even God began praying that Yitzchak should have children. V'yasar lo Hashem, he made God pray. Do you know how deep this is? It's the deepest depth there is. Just to make it a little bit more clear what Rosh Shlomo is saying here. You look in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says that Yaakov, Yitzchak, Vayasar, V'yetar, Ayin Tuf Resh, and he prayed, is the way that it's translated generally. Yitzchak prays to God to have a child. And traditionally, the Rashi explains, on the opposite side of the room, with Rivka on the other side, praying for a child. And then, God answers Ve'etar lo, and God answered him. But it's fascinating, the same exact word, Ve'etar, means both to pray and to answer. Which seems like opposite things. To pray is one thing, and to answer is the opposite thing. And yet the Torah is using the exact same verb, Ve'etar, to mean seemingly opposite things. So you could answer, yeah, he was entreated, he was prayed, so to speak. But it's an interesting shot. So what the Hasidic answer is saying is actually God was praying too. Now, to understand what this is meaning to say, I think, when you pray for something, let's say you want a child. Yitzchak wanted a child. Now, the truth is, Hashem wants you to have a child too. He loves you and wants you to, be happy and spread the Torah to the world. But he has created a system such that we need to pray in order to bring things down to the world. Or at least that's the ideal way that the world should function. And if you pray, you get something in a much more deeper and spiritual way than if you get it without prayer as a free gift, so to speak. So that's the system God has created. Why? For another day. Apparently because God knows that we human beings need prayer to be the happiest and best people we can be. To be humble and to be connected to God and to be appreciative. But God really wants us to pray. So in essence, God is praying for us to pray. And God is almost joining with you. When you pray, he's like, yeah, I also want this to happen for you so that I can, the other part of me, so to speak, can grant you that child. So I know it sounds a bit radical, and that's the nature of a lot of Hasidic Rav Shlomo drushes, but it's a really gorgeous idea on an experiential level to think that when you're davening, God's davening with you. He's not against you. He's with you. Let's just go on in the teaching. Imagine my baby asks me to give them something. If I love her a little bit, I just give her what she asked for. If I love her the most, I want her to have it as much as she wants to have it. You see what it is? It's not that I'm just giving it to my baby. My baby's wanting it is so deep that I want her to have it. Suddenly, I take over her praying. Gewalt. Do you see here what Yitzchak is showing us? Yitzchak brought down to the world that God's answer to my prayer for children is not just that I'm asking God for children. He says, okay, I'll send in some orders for the merchandise. And mamish becomes God's prayer. Have you ever asked someone for a favor and after they do me the favor, we're not such good friends anymore? I walk away with it and I say, thank you very much. I'm very thankful. But nothing happens afterwards. And then sometimes I ask someone for a favor and we become so close. What's the difference? If I ask them for a favor and they say, okay, I'll give it to you, it's a one-time act. But if this person answers back, I want you to have what you're asking for as much as you yourself want to have it, suddenly my soul and the other person's soul become one. You can ask me for a glass of water, and suddenly I truly want you to have a glass of water in the strongest way. When this happens, I taste the depth of your soul, and then we are friends forever. Wow, what a gewalt. Classic Rav Shlomo, always relating back to our Ben Adam L'Chaviro and our Ben Adam L'Makom together. So try this at home. The next time someone asks you for something, genuinely want him to have it and show that you want him to have it, and then give it to him. Next time someone asks you to pass the salt, really want them to have the salt. That's just a silly example. But actually, I've experienced this at times where I can't give them what they want, but I show them that I wish I could. Someone asked me for directions the other day, and I honestly had no idea I didn't know where the place they wanted was. But I felt bad for them, and I said, wow, I'm really sorry. I really hope you find it. And I think we really connected in that way. It's all about the desire to be on the same page, to care, to empathize with other people's needs. So, a beautiful, beautiful thought by Rav Shlomo. I'm going to just add in my own little chiddush on this pasuk. So, vayetar vayetar, the same exact language meaning to ask, to pray, and to answer. So perhaps what another idea the Torah could be giving across is that exactly in the way that you treat God, that's the way that He will answer you. Meaning to say, if I show Hashem that I love Him and I'm willing to break what's natural for me for Him, so He's going to respond to me exactly in that way. As the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem's your shadow. He treats you the way that you treat Him. And that's why the language is exactly the same. Let's be practical. Let's say, someone comes up to me and says, hey, Rav Keith, I don't believe in God. I was walking down the street one day, and I said, hey, God, if you really exist, do a miracle. The tree should fall down. The tree didn't fall down. I don't believe it. So it's cute. But how much effort did you really put into creating that relationship with Hashem? Very little. And so the way that God has created the world, for whatever reason, is that He won't put much effort into you. He's not going to necessarily do a miracle for you in that situation. However, what I've seen and experienced most of the time is that when someone really pushes themselves and goes out of their way to show how much they care about their relationship with Hashem, that's when Hashem, so to speak, goes out of His way and breaks the laws of nature and shows him miracles and reveals Himself. I could tell you hundreds of stories or times that I've experienced that. And I think that's why the tzaddikim, you see so many Hashgacha Pratis stories by them specifically, by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, by Rav Shlomo, by all these great rabbis, because they broke nature for God. And so the question is, are you living your life like a miracle, as Rav Shlomo would say? And so if you're breaking yourself, you're waking up at night, and then you're 40 days going to the Kotel, and then you ask for the miracle from Hashem, hey, then maybe you might start seeing things. I'll just end off on a personal story, which I love to share. There's a few times in my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown me almost open miracles. Actually, many times, but this is one that sticks out. And one summer, I was in Gan Soccer, like I am tonight, 2 years ago, and I had this sudden inspiration while learning Rav Cook to do a Gadol story YouTube series at the Kotel. And that night, I wrote a script of Gadol stories about giving tzedakah with a smile. And I went to the Kotel, and I was very nice to all the people on my way. I gave them tzedakah with a smile. I davened nates, and I did the little video. And right then, a guy knocks on my shoulder and says, "Hey, are you Jewish?" And I said, "Yes." "Do you know anyone who needs charity?" And I said, "Yes." And he took out a wad of about 500 shekel, and he gave me on the spot. And I was like, whoa, that was crazy. I just did a video about giving tzedakah, and this random guy comes up and gives me a lot of tzedakah. To me, that was Hashem kind of giving me a hug and saying, wow, you went out of your way to do this mitzvah that your neshama told you to do. I'm going to go out of my way to show you in an open way how much I appreciate that. Many people will share similar stories. The way we treat Hashem is the way we get treated back. So may we be blessed to do something crazy for Hashem, to do an extra mitzvah, do an extra bracha with kavana, hug for someone with extra love, another call to grandma that you didn't need to do, another Amud of Gemara, and in the zchus of us going above and beyond, Hashem will certainly hear our prayers, and hopefully we will see in a revealed way His manifestation of love. So have a beautiful night from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, Talmud Shabbos Kodesh. May we be zeicha to hear Hashem davening with us and to go above and beyond. The Shabbos.